Grace and peace to you from God, our Creator, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit, our Advocate. Amen. So here we are today hearing more from Jesus' long goodbye speech. As I said last week, the teacher or rabbi is preparing the disciples for upcoming events, those being his death, resurrection, and ascension. And I'm sort of thinking that the more the disciples hear, the more their stomach starts churning, is getting tied up in knots. I don't know. I wonder if ignorance in this case might be bliss. Jesus had already told them not to worry, that he was going ahead to prepare a place for them, and that he would come back to get them. Now he tells them he will give them another advocate. Another word for that is paraclete, which means one who is called alongside. And this will be the Spirit of truth. They shouldn't worry, for he will not leave them orphaned. Yet there's an impending sense of his going, his coming, and his going. Things are going to be different. Change is in the air. Goodbyes are never easy. I'm wondering if the disciples may have wanted to avoid talking about Jesus' departure, at least until they absolutely had to talk about it. And I wonder what they were struggling with in terms of believing what was going to happen. Why was he going on and on? What would it really be like? And what would be required of them? Would they know what to do? Do we know what to do? If I were in their shoes, I think I would start feeling just a little anxious, maybe a little confused too. It sounds like a lot of change, with not a whole lot of clarity in terms of how the disciples were to function in the midst of all that change. But Jesus seemed to think that the time they'd spent together would be enough. It would serve them well as they continued their journey and mission, accompanied by the Spirit of truth, the Spirit who would indeed walk alongside them. As long as they heeded Jesus' words and loved Jesus, Jesus would be in the Father, they in Jesus, and Jesus in them, that indwelling. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Change can be an anxiety-producing six-letter word. And outside of God, our only absolute, who we believe is eternally with us, the only other constant in life, seems to be change. We can count on it, can't we? Even change that we might have planned is unsettling. We can't always predict the process or outcome with absolute certainty. And often we put plan B into place or plan C. Who here can say that life has gone precisely as you planned it? Who here can say life has not been a rather circuitous journey filled with downs and ups, unexpected turns and twists, filled with change? And if you haven't experienced pain, grief, or maybe a sense of abandonment, I'd be surprised. Whose faith has not been challenged by those twists and turns? Whose faith has not been challenged by unexpected change? Or change generally? I think about the people of Joplin whose lives have been dramatically changed in an instant by a tornado. Or the people affected by earthquakes and tsunamis. Or the people whose crops and homes now lie underwater. I think about the increasing number of homeless people right here in Hawaii, as well as elsewhere. Lives turned upside down by unemployment, or maybe mental illness and addiction. I think about the families I meet in the hospital, whose lives are impacted by the diagnosis of cancer or some other life-threatening illness. And suddenly life is redirected to support that person, past the shock of diagnosis and through treatment and on. I think of the children whose parents can't be there for them or whose parents have abandoned them, who long for just a little loving as they go through treatment in the hospital. I think of families whose loved ones have died unexpectedly. I think of those who have served and stood by our country, who have lost their lives, and for their families, I think of them. These twists and turns might put us into a sort of survival mode as we experience them. And then from there, with help, we try to make sense of it all. What meaning can we derive from the upsetting events that occur throughout our lives? What good, if any, can come out of those experiences? We all face twists and turns. Life can change in an instant, and other changes may occur over a long period of time. Darkness and despair, anger, hopelessness may overwhelm us. It's hard not to avoid seeing and watching with horror some of these things as they are reported on television or in the newspaper. It's hard, I think, for us to wrap our heads around it, especially when we're not in the midst of it, but when we are, how very real it is. If you've ever had your life turned around or upside down, I know that you can relate at least a little bit to the plights of others who have had their lives turned upside down. I know that you have experienced advocates who have cared for you, or hope anyway. You have experienced advocates who have cared for you and stood by you. I hope you have experienced the spirit of truth blowing through others as they have come to your side. For that is what Jesus calls us to do. That is what it means to have Jesus' commandments and keep them. Thankfully, the news reports sometimes include little rays of hope as one family begins to rebuild, as others are reunited, as communities pull together, offering comfort and encouragement to one another, as volunteers pitch in to help in whatever way they can, as people collectively stand up for others in their time of need. That, to me, is the spirit at work. It is as people come together, we talked last week about relationship, People come together in solidarity, standing alongside one another and standing up for one another. It is in that process that relationships are born. Together we walk. Alongside each other we walk. Through the valley of the shadow of death and out the other side towards light and life we walk. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live, said Jesus to his disciples. Beginnings, endings, and beginnings. Life, death, and life again. Jesus' long goodbye opens a door for the Advocate, or the Spirit of Truth, to blow in and enter us and inspire us. The Spirit can work marvelous transformation or change. It is that process of making all things new that God, through the Spirit, is working. Jesus' words and deeds gave life and continue to give life. Our call as baptized children of God, who in those sacred waters have been blessed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. Our call is to allow that Spirit to work in and through us as advocates for those who long to know the God who is love, who long for someone to come alongside them and stand up for them. Is it not also the call of this congregation to stand up for justice and peace in all the earth? To proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, and to serve all people following Jesus' example? That's what it says in our baptismal service. This congregation has undergone much change over many years. After the latest interim processes, much study and planning, the congregation is moving ahead with more changes. These changes are efforts to support the ministry and mission of the church as she lives out her call in this community, as well as beyond this community. As I was looking for words for today, one of the hymns or songs in the ELW came to my mind, and I just want to share the words of the chorus in the last verse. Spirit, Spirit of gentleness, blow through the wilderness, calling and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, stir me from placidness. Wind, wind on the sea. You call from tomorrow, you break ancient schemes. From the bondage of sorrow, all the captives dream dreams. Our women see visions, our men clear their eyes. With bold new decisions, your people arise. So I pray that the Spirit of Truth would be our advocate. I pray that the Spirit of Truth would stir us from placidness. And I pray that the Spirit of Truth would blow in and through us, calling us alongside others, others who need someone to stand up for them. Amen.